This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Saram to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News 1140. And today we'll be hearing a summary of the conference that took place in Prasanthi on the topic of ethics and the role of finance. And this actually took place in the year 2009. So I am Gulapilli Moria of Sri Shetasaya Service Organization of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan, Sri Shetasaya Papa. So once again, welcome to Saturday News. Let's have a Ganesh Bhajan, and then we'll hear the extract in regard to this conference on ethics and the role of finance.
A two-day conference on ethics and the world of finance was organized by Sri Satya Sai University at Prashanthi Nilayam on 28th and 29th August 2009. Besides the Governor of Reserve Bank of India, Dr. Duvuri Subba Rao, and former Governor Dr. Y. Venugopal Reddy, about 25 chiefs from the world of finance participated in the conference, representing regulatory institutions, commercial banks, insurance companies, and investment agencies. These included Reserve Bank of India, SEBI, ICICI Bank, SBI, Kotak Mahindra, HDFC Bank, Andhra Bank, Canara Bank, ING Vyasya Bank, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, JP Morgan, Barclays, AR Birla Financial Services, IRDA, ICICI Prudential, Allahabad Bank, IFFCO Tokyo General Insurance, and Birla Sun Life. The students and staff of Sri Satya Sai University played an important role in the conference. Inaugural session. The conference was inaugurated by the revered Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai University, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, by lighting the sacred lamp at 10 a.m. on 28th August 2009 in the University Auditorium. In his welcome address, Professor Vishwanath Pandit, Vice-Chancellor Sri Satya Sai University, expressed gratitude to Bhagwan, but for whose divine will, such an event would not have been possible. Highlighting the relevance of the conference to the current financial situation in the world, Professor Pandit emphasized the need for value-based education, so that educational institutions give to society men and women of impeccable character with high moral values, as was being practiced by Sri Satya Sai University. In his keynote address, the RBI Governor, Dr. Duvuru Subba Rao, thanked Bhagwan for the opportunity to participate in this important conference, which was very relevant in the situation prevailing in the world of finance today. Dr. Rao referred to the ethical dimensions of Reserve Bank of India and observed that ethics in the finance sector could be brought by fostering a value system in society at large, since the finance sector was a reflection of society. The next speaker, Dr. Y. Venugopal Reddy, former Governor of Reserve Bank of India, dwelt on the relationship of values, morality, ethics, and the market and the government, and questioned some of the undesirable practices being followed by the financial sector. He concluded his speech by saying that there was enough in the world to meet the needs of everybody, but not enough to satisfy the greed of even a single person. The last speaker of the morning session was Sri S. V. Giri, former Vice-Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai University. Sri Giri highlighted the importance of human values for the welfare of the individual, society, and the world, and explained how values were being inculcated through activities like Grama Seva in the students of Sri Satya Sai University. Plenary session. An impressive plenary session of the conference was held in the afternoon in Sai Kulwant Hall in the divine presence of the revered Chancellor of the University, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The proceedings of the conference started at 5:20 p.m. when Bhagwan came to the dais after blessing the devotees in Sai Kulwant Hall with his divine darshan. At the outset, Sri Naran Ramji, Registrar Sri Satya Sai University, presented a summary of the proceedings of the inaugural session held in the morning in the university auditorium. Sri Ramji stated that this conference had a very special significance, not only because all major sectors of the world of finance were taking part in it on a subject of immense importance, but also because Bhagwan himself had convened it. Sri Ramji then called out the names of the delegates who came one by one, offered their salutations to Bhagwan and occupied their seat on the dais. The first speaker of the session was Sri K. V. Kamath, a former chairman of ICICI Bank. Sri Kamath referred to the recent financial crisis of the world and observed that lack of ethics and morality were mainly responsible for it. Complimenting Sri Satya Sai University for its value-based system of education, Sri Kamath remarked that there was no better place than this to hold a conference on this important subject. Sri Kamath stressed the need for building a robust financial system and added that India had been able to withstand this great challenge because Indian society was based on the sound foundations of spirituality and values which Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba has been teaching to his students, devotees and the world at large. The next speaker was Sri Gunit Chadha, CEO, India Deutsche Bank, stating that the opportunity to speak in the divine presence of Bhagwan was the most humbling experience of his life. Sri Chadha expressed gratitude to Bhagwan for it. Observing that excessive greed and erosion of values were the main causes for the present financial crisis, the distinguished speaker said that the value system being practiced by more than 6,000 alumni of Sri Satya Sai University was greatly needed in the financial sector to make it strong and healthy. The third speaker, Sri K. R. Ramamurthy, Chairman, ING Vyasya Bank, said that he owed his second life to Bhagwan as he narrated how he was saved by Bhagwan in the terrorist attack on the Taj Heritage, Mumbai on 26 November 2009. Talking about the subject of values in the finance sector, the distinguished speaker observed that competence and integrity were the main qualities a banker should possess. Commenting on the present state of affairs in India, Sri Ramamurthy observed that everyone looked for individual gains rather than building a strong institution, and added that one could not find a better institution than a Sai institution and a better leader than Bhagwan, who led by example. The next speaker, Sri V. S. Das, Executive Director, Reserve Bank of India, felt that one could get great lessons by attending such conferences, wherein practical demonstration of hospitality, system-supported management and organizational ability all were there to see and imbibe. The distinguished speaker said that the Reserve Bank of India was committed to provide a sound financial system to the country, and added that it had prescribed a set of comprehensive regulations that would ensure financial stability and avert any financial crisis. Sri Jagdish Kapoor, Chairman HDFC Bank, who followed next, observed that financial affairs were in no way separate from moral values. The eminent speaker added that there could not be a better place to hold a conference like this than Sri Satya Sai University, where each student was imbued with discipline and high moral values as taught by Bhagwan. The last speaker of the session was Dr. G. Venkataraman, former Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai University, who explained in detail various service projects of Bhagwan related to supply of water to masses, free quality education, and free state-of-the-art hospitals. The distinguished speaker concluded his talk by stating that all the problems of the world could be solved by following the path of Satya, Dharma and Prema, which Bhagwan was showing to the world by his example. Panel discussions and conclusions. The conference dealt with four main subjects in its panel discussions. These were: 1. Quintessence of ethics. 2. Behavior and structure of financial institutions. 3. Role of government and regulatory authorities. And 4. Role of education. The conference deliberated in detail on the genesis and the consequences of the present economic crisis, and how it had engulfed the entire world, causing unemployment, business failures, accentuated inequality, and numerous other problems at micro and macro levels. One message which came up most prominently was that at the root of the problem was the prevalence of excessive desires and greed on the part of investors, indulgent behavior of investment bankers, as well as carelessness of regulatory authorities, and in many cases, misguided adventurist mentality. The fact that high rates of return carried with it equally large risk was ignored under a psychosis of greed and selfishness. One central point to be kept in mind was that in so far as financial institutions were dealing with money belonging to others, they must look upon themselves as trustees. The conference spent considerable time on the basic role of human values and ethical norms relevant to the financial world, and how these were bound to be beneficial to individual human beings and society as a whole. It was clear that excessive faith in the market process was misplaced. The need for everyone to be concerned not only with his self-interest, but also with the well-being of the entire society was indeed necessary to ensure that market outcomes were materially beneficial and led to overall social happiness. The importance of basic human values for all this could hardly be exaggerated. It came out clearly that prosperous and happy new world could not be built on promotion of consumerism as being done at present. the importance of sealing on desires, as taught by Bhagwan Baba, was essential for real happiness of all. Towards the end of the conference, it turned to the basic problem, how ethical and moral values could be inculcated and promoted through proper education. This must start from childhood, where parents had to shoulder a major responsibility. It was necessary that they themselves set examples of right moral conduct for children to follow. It was unanimously agreed that Sri Satya Sai model of education, with its central focus on character building, spirit of service, adoption of love as a basic heartthrob in all contexts, was the ideal system. The fact that it promoted capabilities without losing sight of the objective of creating ideal citizens for tomorrow was enough to remove any misgivings. The conference deliberated on how government policy, private initiatives, and a coherent and committed involvement of society itself must be put in place to create a better world of tomorrow. It was agreed that love for God would lead to fear of sin, which would in turn ensure morality in society. Besides the speakers who expressed their views in the inaugural and plenary sessions of the conference, the top-level experts in the field of finance who took part in these deliberations were Kalpna Moparia, CEO, JP Morgan India; A. Giridhar, Executive Director, IRDA; R. Sridharan, MD, SBI; R. S. Reddy, Chairman and Managing Director, Andhra Bank; Uday Kotak, Executive Vice President and CEO, Kotak Mahindra Bank; Usha Narayan, Executive Director, SEBI; Meera Sanyal, CEO, RBS, ABN AMRO Bank; Ravi Duvuru, Group Head, Compliance, Kotak Mahindra Bank; Amitabh Chaturvedi, MD, Dhanalakshmi Bank; K. R. Kamath, CMD, Allahabad Bank; V. Vaidyanathan, MD and CEO, ICICI Prudential; Aditya Puri, MD, HDFC Bank; Sri Ram Iyer, CEO, Standard Chartered Bank; Ajay Srinivasan, Chief Executive, A.V. Birla Finance Services; S. Narayan, MD and CEO, IFFCO, Tokyo General Insurance; A. Balasubramaniam, CEO, Birla Sun Life, AMC. Valedictory Session. The valedictory session of the conference was held in Sai Kulwant Hall in the evening of 29th August 2009. Bhagwan came to Sai Kulwant Hall at 5 p.m. and showered his blessings on all the participants. The participants took part in bhajans, which was started by the students of Sri Satya Sai University. After bhajans, Bhagwan blessed the august gathering in a nectarine discourse, which provided a grand finale to this high-profile conference. Illustrating his points with stories from the Mahabharata, Bhagwan exhorted one and all to safeguard morality and earn the wealth of divine love instead of amassing worldly riches. Bhagwan gave three principles for man to follow, which were not only necessary for him to redeem his life, but were also beneficial for establishing morality in society. These principles were Devapriti, Papabhiti, and Sanghaniti, meaning love for God, fear of sin, and morality in society. The program came to a close with offer of aarti to Bhagwan at 6:45 p.m. Prasadam blessed by Bhagwan was then distributed to the entire assembly of delegates and devotees in Sai Kulwant Hall in the end. With this, the deliberations of the conference came to a happy conclusion.
Well, we have come to the end of the program. And I hope you enjoyed that extract in regard to ethics and the world of finance. So we'll see you next week. Salam to you all.
Know that love is God. God is simply love.
Know that love is God. God is
FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.